We are In Radio.
Hello, this is Natalie Malcolm from Smoke Radio. For this week's In Radio podcast, we hosted the last London and East Anglian training day. We grabbed all of the speakers after their sessions. So first, let's go to Samantha Friend, who asked Amy, Vivian and JJ to summarise their session.
We were talking about how we got into radio itself, how we got into our jobs at Capital, and all of the good little bits of advice that we've picked up over the last few years to give to people.
Yeah, Amy said be yourself a lot.
Yeah, be yourself, be yourself.
It's pretty true though, to be fair. It is, because you're better at being who you are than anyone else, so you might as well do that and play to your strengths. Don't worry about it if you get told no, just keep sending demos and keep gaining feedback off anyone that would listen.
And don't give up.
Can you tell us why we should come to the Student Radio Conference?
I've been to one before, and I think it's just really informative. You learn so much of so many different people that work for different companies and different organisations that you get a real kind of varied answer to every question you want to put forward. So you learn so much because there's so many people you can dip into and just take a little bit off everyone. So you can meet loads of new people as well and send people your demos and people, like, networking is so important in this industry.
And there's no, like, there isn't a set way of how to get into this industry. Every single person that works on the radio, past, present and future, will have a different way into the media industry. And it's about, like, if you went to the Student Radio Conference, you will learn those different ways, and then you'll start to, like, discover what would work for you and just get your demo out there and get your name out there.
Can you guys give us your best piece of advice for us to, like, get into the industry?
Oh, me. Be yourself. Should I just get a picture painted of my face and be yourself underneath?
Probably just listen to anyone that will take your demo. Just listen to what feedback they give you. Learn from the feedback.
I think it's really hard, like, when you get told something, oh, it's not that good or something like that. Don't get upset about criticism. Use it constructively. Literally, all of the best people always get told to work on something. Whether you're Nick Grimshaw on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show or you're JJ doing Saturday Night Capital, we all get told stuff. But go, right, do you know what? He's told me to do this. Next time I go into that room, he's not going to tell me that because I would have worked on that and he would have found something else to pick on me about. But that's a good thing because that's how you progress and you learn more. There's so much competition that you do have to push the boundaries. Like, you do have to try different stuff. So you will, sometimes it will work, sometimes it won't work. And it's okay when it doesn't work, and it's okay to just go, that didn't work.
Yeah.
Move on. Don't, like, get dragged back by, oh my God, it didn't work. What am I going
to
do?
Best bit of advice would just be to play to your strengths. Hi, I'm Dave Murphy. I'm a network producer at Capital. So if you are really good at ideas, come up with more ideas and learn how to craft those ideas into something that would make really good radio. If you are really good at editing and really good at knowing systems and stuff, be the best at editing and knowing systems and stuff. And then your weaknesses, you've got to then grow them and work on them. But no one expects you to be brilliant at everything. So play to your strengths.
Can you just summarise what you were talking about in that last session that you just did with us?
Yeah, I don't really know. I just kept saying words. mainly talking about how to prep links, how to prep your show, and thinking about where that link's going to go and why your audience would care about it.
Okay, so you produce a drive time show. Mm-hmm. Is there loads of pressure doing that? Is it really, like, is it quite a hard slot to produce for?
A bit of both, really. It's a lot of fun. So I find the pressure is less than it perhaps should be, because the stuff that I'm doing is the stuff that I want to be doing. So the content we've got to create is bigger and there's a lot more elements involved and a lot more margin for error. But it's the sort of stuff I enjoy. So not really so much pressure, but it's a lot of work.
That was Dave Murphy, network producer for Capital. Staying with Music Radio, I spoke to presenter Matt Richardson and assistant producer Katie Bowden from Virgin Radio. Here's what they spoke about in their session.
So in that session, we were mainly talking about how we develop features and how we kind of bounce off each other. How we kind of go about that, I guess.
How we deal with limited resources on quite a new radio station. And we talked about interviewing people. If it's not good, like, if it's not a good interview, how to deal with that, which is just don't worry. Just let it go. It's their problem.
Just have a nice time.
Yeah, just enjoy it. It's not a real job. Just enjoy it. Nobody dies. If you have a bad day at work, no one dies, and that's fine.
Hopefully no one dies.
That would be awful. I mean, if the traffic news went wrong,
Anyway.
How do you think it went?
I think it was good. It was kind of fun for us because we've the station's very new, so it just about 10 months old. So it was quite nice for us to kind of talk about the show, kind of reflect on what we've been doing for that first time.
Yeah, through rose-tinted glasses. And also, you know, it's nice that the chances of someone in that room being my boss in 15 years is quite high. Yeah. So it's nice to get the meetings in with them now.
Exactly.
You know? Like, I remember that guy. He was a bit funny in a room once.
No, it was fun though. Everyone was quite chatty and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we asked people to to come up with a feature for guests, and people came up with some really good ideas, actually.
So it was great. Yeah,
some ideas where you went, oh, I wish I'd thought of that one.
Yeah. Can you explain why we should come to conference?
Oh, well, I guess I should take this one.
Yeah, you should take that one, because I've got,
you don't know anything about it.
I've got no idea what it is.
So I went to the conferences in Bradford and Newcastle, and they were like the best things I did at uni, like in my 3 years at university. Because you just meet so many great people, and you're sort of, your university's over before you know it, and it's like, I'm into the industry now. But if you go to conference, it's like such a, you kind of meet all the right people to make that not such a scary thing. And yeah, I guess, like, especially if you want to do presenting, Demo Factor is such an amazing thing. Like, you're not gonna, I don't think they did this when I was a student, but when you submit to Demo Factor, some of them get played out to everyone in the Demo Factor night. But I think nowadays they all get listened to at least at some point anyway. And a lot of demos, after university, if you send one, it's not necessarily going to get listened to. So to be able to get feedback on something like that is from some really important people, like heads of programming, is really useful. So yeah, conferences is the best. And it's fun, and you get no sleep. You just get really, really drunk and then go to talks, and it's great fun. It's good.
Why? I mean, I want to go now.
You would love conference.
Would I love conference?
You would have loved, yeah, it's great.
I went to the one in Exeter as a student, and then last year I went to the one in Cardiff as a kind of speaker. I was on a panel. Hey, I'm Sammy, and I'm the assistant producer of Kiss Breakfast. Love the conference. It's actually just a really fun few days.
Why would you say the SRAs, like the conference, is important for us as students to go? Like, would you encourage us to go? Why would you say we should go?
Well, generally, the Jaeger bombs are much cheaper than London, which is always good because it's not in London. No, but on a serious level, I got my job from the first SRA conference, so I entered the Demo Factor, somehow won it, and met my boss, Paul Sylvester, well, my old boss, Paul Sylvester, and he offered me a job about 3 months later. So I feel like I'm a living, breathing symbol of why going to conference can be great. I'm not saying everyone's going to go to conference and end up with a job at Absolute. I just got really lucky, but yeah. And I remember that first conference I went to, I really ummed and ahed over going, mainly because it was in Exeter and I was in Leeds and it was a trek and really expensive, and I was like struggling through third year. But my dad, actually, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to go to this thing. I really want to go, but it's really expensive. And my dad was just like, go on, here's 50 quid towards it, go to the conference. And yeah, really glad I did.
Best thing he did for you then.
Well, literally, yeah.
Could you just summarise what you were talking about in the session that we just had with you?
So I was rambling mostly for a good hour. The main topics of conversation were about producing, how to get into producing, what makes a good producer. And I also tried to add a little bit of a twist and add into it what a producer likes out of a presenter.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened, like, while you're live on air?
I really messed up a competition while I was at Absolute. I mean, properly mess one up. And I still get ribbed for it now. So there was a big sponsor, Heathrow Airport was sponsoring a big competition, and it had been running for 2 weeks, and there were 70 questions to celebrate 70 years of Heathrow Airport. The person that got every question right was 250 quid, and then the last question was the big finale. Someone on air was going to win £5,000, and my boss had said to me, right, we really want you to take control of this competition and really make it your own, and come up with all the questions. They all had to be about Heathrow. Finding 70 questions about Heathrow was not the easiest task that was ever been given. But you come up with the questions, double-check them, fact-check them and everything like that, and you can be in charge of it. And we were getting towards the big finale, and it was question number 69. This woman from Scotland came on the air, and
Andy Bush asked her a question, and it, well, I think it was, when was David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust tour? When did it start? That was the question. And there was a multiple choice. So I think the answers, let's just say, I can't remember exactly, were 78, 1980, and 1982. The woman came along and she was like, I think it's 1982. And Andy Bush was like, oh, sorry, Vera, you're not right. And then I went downstairs and the social media guy goes, Sammy, yeah, what was the answer to that question? Oh, I think it was 1980, it was B. Everyone's saying it was 1979. It wasn't an option.
Oh, no.
So I hadn't even given the woman a right option. I'd given her three wrong answers to choose from. So I was just like, oh my God, I've got this really important meeting and I've also absolutely royally messed this up and we need to fix it and it's all unfair and we could get complaints, etc., because it's an unfair competition. So we had to call this woman back live on the air, and Andy Bush, the presenter, dealt with it very well. He said, and Sammy's booked himself a one-way ticket to the job centre by messing up this competition, and he even got listeners to text him what manual labour they'd like me to do as punishment for messing up this competition. We called up this woman again from Scotland, who'd been given a second chance out of nowhere to win 250 quid, and she didn't really understand what was going on. But she did say, yeah, you know what, I looked up the answer afterwards and I thought it was, I was going to say I never got that option. She got another question that we'd five time checked. Everyone in the office had checked this question. It was something like, what's the what does Heathrow, what letter does it begin with, or something like, we made it something quite easy, but she still got it wrong. So she didn't win the money again, and then all was fine after that. But yeah, when people mention Heathrow at work, brings back very painful memories. A horrible, just, I wanted the ground to swallow me up for 15 minutes. And actually, I'm not ashamed to admit that I didn't know really what to do.
Sammy James there telling us about how he nearly ended his career. One place you don't want to mess up on is on the news. I caught up with BBC Newsbeat's Stefan Powell.
Yeah, so we just spoke about what it's like being a news journalist and things people need to think about. So whether that's how you write your bulletins and how you treat stories that you do on your major programmes. So journalism is a lot about now how you select the right stories for the audience that's listening to you, but also that they consume news in loads of different ways now, online and on social. So how you think about taking what you do on the radio and making it work online and on a social platform as well.
Does writing news come natural to you? Because some people find it quite hard.
Yeah, I think what makes it natural is the more you do it, the more you practice it, because it is a particular skill, especially if you're used to writing essays or longer form things. You know, you've got 20 seconds to try and explain a really complicated story. That takes some practice, actually, to get used to. And to do it, write it in a conversational way that you would be used to doing, like we're having now. So yeah, it does take some time. I think it takes practice. And so it was just sort of years of getting used to it, and you get better as the more you do it, basically.
Can you just briefly explain why students should buy a ticket for conference?
Well, I think things where it's up to them where they spend their money, but things where you meet people who are like-minded and interested and learn from people who are in the industry is really helpful. And whether that's you do that on a weekend when you go and sort of get some work experience, or whether you go to the conference, things like that are really helpful for your future career.
What's your best piece of advice for anyone?
Best piece of advice is not to panic. People get caught up with how other people are doing, or there is a certain way to become, if you really want to be a news presenter, or you really want to be a reporter or producer, and you think this is the only way I can go and do it, and if you get a knockback, it can knock your confidence or make you think twice. Stay calm. There's loads of different ways to get into the industry. Keep plugging away, and if you're passionate and enthusiastic and really love what you're doing, then you'll get there eventually.
That was Stefan Powell. Digital is the future of radio. I spoke to Ryan Hunter, the senior social media and content editor from Capital, about his session.
Okay, so today we were talking about visualization in radio, and we tried to kind of cover as much of a broad spectrum of what Capital offer digitally to our users. We talked a little bit about our app, we talked about the website, we talked about our social media platforms, our video content, how we optimize content to hit people's feeds, and how we always think feed first. And we summed it all up in a beautiful keynote presentation, if I say so myself.
Have you accidentally posted something that you shouldn't have?
Oh my God, yes. Like loads of times. The worst I've ever done was actually before I was full-time employed by Capital. Cut a long story short, I came and helped at a Jingle Bell Ball once, and this was like years ago now, and they log you all into the social media accounts, and they log you into Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Vine, and then at the end of the ball, the head of social media at the time was like, right, thanks for all your help, please log out of all social media platforms. I did. Or at least I thought I did, okay? Because I was like, it's just my chance that I go and accidentally post a tweet at 4 a.m. going, oh, lol, pissed. So then about 3-4 days later, it was the time of the John Lewis Christmas advert, and I did this, like, what I thought was a hilarious vine of a pan from my housemate's dog that was, like, looking all soppy, watching the John Lewis Christmas advert of a soppy dog. And the caption that I put in the copy was like, oh, my God, it's as if the F word knows, I swear, right? And it had like the actual full-on F word in it, and I hit post to Twitter at the same time, and I suddenly realized, oh my God, I've just posted that to Capital's Vine account and Twitter. What made it even worse is I could delete it straight away from Vine, but I couldn't delete the physical tweet because I didn't have the logins to the Capital Twitter account. And this Twitter account's got like 800,000 Twitter followers, and I'm sat there shaking in Southampton watching this tweet gather like loads and loads of retweets going, oh my God, people think obviously it's been hacked or something. The Vine didn't exist anymore, so it was just embedding media, and it just looked like a tweet. Anyway, I had to like call the head of social media, and I was like shaking, and he answered the phone. I was like, oh, Charles, please get on Twitter and delete it. And he started laughing, and he could kind of see how I was kind of innocent in it, and I didn't mean to, and I had actually made every effort to remove all social media accounts. So the kind of moral of the story is check and check again. Like, if you get asked to delete accounts, bloody hell, delete them, man.
And finally, what's the best piece of advice you would give to someone?
The best piece of advice I would give to somebody that wants to get into digital in radio is to stalk the hell out of everything and everyone. So follow as many brands as possible. And that's not just radio brands. That's UK digital brands. That's US digital brands. Follow the New York Times. Follow a breakfast radio show in Sydney. Try and get as much of a broad spectrum to see what the hell everybody else is doing, and constantly be thinking, what do I think about that? What's my opinion? Spot for trends, spot for things that are doing well over a series of time, whether it's a few days or a few weeks. And so that whenever the opportunity comes to speak to somebody that it could potentially give you an opportunity, if they say, oh, have you seen how Capital are formatting their new videos, you've got an opinion and you've got a suggestion or a thing going, I love that or I hate that because. And as soon as somebody would say that to me, I'd go, this guy or girl knows what they're talking about.
That was Ryan Hunter from Capital. Thanks to all our guests. That's it from the London and East Anglian Training Day. Thanks to Smoke Radio for hosting the event.
Online 24/7 and worldwide in radio.